Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, you should do if you know anything about F1, because he's the former team boss for Minardi F1 team.
Oh, yeah. The team that when Callum Nicholas said he worked for them, we had no idea.
No, that was Marussia.
Ladies and gents, welcome back to Pit Stop. It's Monday, it's race week, and if you're from the UK, the sun is shining for the first time all year.
It is beautiful. The sun is shining through the balcony, but don't forget the very important thing, Fab. Happy Easter!
Oh, it's Easter.
It's
Do you know
Easter.
What? Let's give that a round of applause, because I'm so bad at knowing holidays, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Like, they're just
Isn't
days.
Mother's Day soon?
I think it is.
Isn't it like really soon?
But I like to celebrate my mother every day of the week. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect
doesn't need
answer,
to be a specific day.
Perfect
mainly
answer.
Because I forget it. But Mum, I do love you. I don't mean to forget it. I just, you know, it is what it is.
My mum rang me the other day and was telling me what DRS is.
Your mum rang you?
I swear to God, she rang me and went.
So do you now finally know what it is?
Yeah, my mum taught me. It's just funny, the thought of her watching Drive Survive. She started it, because now Tom, my brother, is completely obsessed.
Your brother's converted.
He's watched Drive to Survive 3 times.
What, as in every single series?
Like back to back, because he says he's learning as he goes. So he's probably more clued up than us.
Mate, Tom's coming for your job. Yeah. And quite honestly, I think I might replace you. Because if your brother knows his stuff.
True.
Or at least he could be a third host.
He'd absolutely love to come to a Grand Prix of us. He's got that bug. He's got the bug. He's actually, I think he's going to come stay here this weekend on Saturday night. Because he's doing a run on Sunday.
He's doing what, London Marathon?
He's doing like a half marathon, yeah, or
amazing.
Something like that.
Amazing.
So the race
so he
is
can
at
come
6
watch the race with us.
Yeah, he's going to watch the race
That's
and then
incredible.
Go do the marathon.
It's been so good being able to watch the last race with all the people in our Discord. And we did race, mate. We did a couple of races the other night, which was genius.
Yeah, thank you everyone who's joined the Discord. Once again, if you want to, there'll be a link in the bio. Come chat with us.
You need to see Jake on track.
That's good. Me and Fab are both racing together.
In someone.
Fab was on the sim. I was on the controller. That's how we like to do it.
Yeah.
I think I'm much better on a controller.
I don't know. If you got in the sim, I think you could hand it to me. Breaking news.
Oh, thank God.
It's not breaking, really. But Jeremy Clarkson.
Okay.
Jeremy Clarkson holds a special place in my heart, mate.
Okay.
I don't know about you.
Well, I love Top Gear.
He's
and
a bit
I love,
of a national
I love
treasure,
Clarkson's
isn't he?
Farm. Yeah, some people don't like him. Some people love him. It goes one way or the other.
I don't know how you... I mean, yeah, I guess he's said some controversial
he
stuff.
He has.
And he said something a little bit controversial to do with the F1. He writes a column in the Sun newspaper.
Yeah.
And he came out the other day and he said that he thinks that F1 cars are too easy to drive.
So has he got in an F1 car himself?
I
and
don't
tried
know.
To ping it round the track?
To be honest with you, I don't think Clarkson would fit in an F1 car for a start. He's a big boy. He's a big lad.
He is big.
But basically, his reasoning was, this is a quote, Carlos was clearly in some discomfort before the race in Australia after having his appendix removed, yet he was able to hop in a Formula One car for nearly 2 hours. That does say something. Now, when you think about power steering, an F2 doesn't have
power doesn't
steering.
Have it.
And all the boys that we've had on the pod, like from the F2, they have all said that like wrestling with an F2 car without the power steering is like a completely different kettle of fish to driving an F1 car. And then I thought, mate,
about... So F1 introduced power steering in the early 90s, apparently. Now, we weren't watching. We weren't even alive when this happened. But no. Apparently, that's what it is. So if anyone wants to come gunning for me, I've just read this off Google, all right?
We did get gunned down pretty hard after the last one about the Triple Crown.
God, we got gunned down for that. The thing is, we could say anything, right? Even if it's nothing to do with Formula One. And if it was wrong, people would say... How can they not know that?
I know.
How could they not know that, like, Belize, the grass in Belize grows 3 times quicker than it does in Spain? Like, come on. Like, you can't expect us to know every single piece of history.
And on reflection, when I watch it back, I knew that it was winning the Monaco Grand Prix. But in my brain, I was thinking it's just F1 Drivers' Championship. On the spot, I get confused anyway.
I challenge anyone, even if you're an F1, like diehard F1 purist, been watching it since you were 1906. It's hard when you're in the moment and you're talking about it. Like, think about, you probably don't even think about it, but the amount of times where you're having a conversation with someone and then maybe you'll think, actually, no, oh, it was this instead. But like, we just have to crack on.
Yeah, because it's rolling, it's live, it's being filmed. Like,
and also,
it's a podcast.
People are reacting to clips that we've put online. They're like 60 seconds long. Like, you can't. Someone had a go at me for like the Alonso clip saying, oh, but you missed like a vital part of information. I was like, mate, a short is 60 seconds long. I can't put a 3 hour story into a 60 second reel. Come on,
mate,
bro.
You just can't please everyone. You can't please everyone. But yeah, back to your interesting story.
Do you remember when we had Will Buxton on?
I do.
I think it was Will or it was someone, and he was talking about getting your elbows out. In racing, it was like an old saying in racing.
Sounds like a Will Buxton thing.
Yeah, I didn't say it like Will, but it's a Will Buxton thing to say. He apparently in the old days when they were like going around a corner and you could get your elbows out of the cockpit to really angle that fucking steering wheel around.
So that's what the saying comes from.
Get your elbows out.
I thought get your elbows out just means like. Fight on track.
Yeah, fight.
Like, push people off almost.
That's what it was.
When they
were racing, their elbows would kind of come out of the car, especially when they were going wheel to wheel around the corner, and it looked like they were trying to nudge them off. I'm probably going to get roasted for that, but I'm fairly sure.
It's not filmed this week, so
thank God.
The clip won't make the internet.
No clips. But that says a lot. The fact that, you know, and you even watch old clips, like when they're going around corners and stuff. It was crazy. I mean, obviously, they weren't pulling as many Gs around a corner as they do now because the downforce is crazy and they're going so much faster. But I feel like, now, I could be completely off, but I feel like driving an F1 car now is like riding a horse.
Mate, I think it's probably a bit harder than riding a horse is hard.
As a comparison, driving an F1 car is like riding a horse, and driving an F1 car from like the 70s is like riding a fucking bear. Do you know what I mean? Like, the difference.
Unless we get to actually drive one ourselves, we won't be able to give a real opinion.
What I think it is multiple things. Like, they've got better as athletes. The training is so much better.
Yeah.
And also, the cars have just become easier to drive with technology. So, yeah, maybe they are too easy to drive. Maybe Clarkson's right. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's strange that in F2, like you say, they have to battle with the car. And in F1, it gets even easier. Mm. So much of the car is, like, done for you, isn't it? All they've really got to do is get in. But, like, the brake pedal's really hard and stuff like that. There is certain things.
Yeah, but that would be the same across all motorsports, I reckon.
Yeah?
It's not going to be like driving the bloody Golf, is
it? I mean, you're asking the wrong person. I have never raced in anything.
And look at Ollie Bearman, you know, how easily he just picked up. That's not to put a downer on Ollie.
Did he say that recently?
Who?
Clarkson.
Clarkson,
so he's pretty much quoting Bearman. Is he saying it about Bearman?
No, he's saying about Carlos managed to get in the car after having an operation, and 2 weeks later he could just drive it. And do you remember the same thing happened to Alex Albon? Was it last year?
Yeah. Again. I saw someone else tweet, though, and say that the same thing about F1's the cars are too easy to drive after Ollie got in.
Yeah.
After Ollie was able to step in the first time. But Ollie's a class driver, like, credit where credit's due. But maybe it is a little bit too easy, but maybe that all comes with up in the safety and stuff.
That's the thing. You don't want to say, like, oh, you know, Ollie Bearman had an easy ride. Of course not. He's clearly an extremely talented driver. So we're not saying anything to do with that. But yeah, maybe they are a little bit too easy to drive now. But maybe that's the way they should be.
We'll have to get Clarkson on the show and ask him about that.
Yeah, we will. And I can ask him what it's like to drive a tractor.
Yeah. See, I would love to drive a tractor.
I mean, if Clarkson can fucking start a farm, then maybe farming is too easy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, there we go. There we go. And he's probably got like one of the most famous farms in the world now.
Yeah, like, it does.
They're a pretty... And I actually saw, the other day when I was in Uber going through London, a load of tractors driving through central London protesting for farming. Right. Yeah, there was like 100 tractors in a line driving through London.
Surprised Clarkson wasn't there.
Well, that's what I was saying. Maybe it was part of it. Maybe they were filming.
Oh, did you see any cameras?
No, I didn't. But it's the kind of thing Caleb would do, isn't it?
Yeah.
He'd go out and do that.
His life has completely changed, that Caleb.
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's Clarkson's Farm on Prime. Really, really good.
It's incredible. It's really good. I think just because I love Clarkson, to be honest. Mate, it's been a lot of rumours going around.
There has been a lot of rumours going around.
With all these driver swaps coming up and everything else, and I know that we've been talking about Alonso, or I have for a little bit, and he is a contender, we know it is.
For where? Here we go.
A journalist by the name of Joe Sawad, or whatever the hell it is, I don't know, but Joe, he said he seems to think that Alonso will stay at Aston Martin for 2 more years. He said there's no question that Alonso wants the Red Bull or the Mercedes seat, but he doesn't think that either of those teams would want Alonso. Now, Christian came out, I don't know when he said this, but he doesn't particularly want two alpha males at a team. So if Max was still at Red Bull, Christian has basically said he wouldn't want like an Alonso because it's going to cause all sorts of trouble, which is also saying that Perez is
you need
not
someone
an alpha
that's going to kind of like bow down.
Yeah, just roll over for tummy strokes.
Roll over for tummy strokes.
Pretty much. Obviously, Aston Martin would want to keep Alonso for as long as they can, right? However, last year, Aston Martin did announce that they were binning off their Mercedes engine for 2026.
Yes.
And who's coming in?
Honda.
Exactly.
And they've built a new factory. Tell me where it is, Fab.
It's in Silverstone.
It's in Silverstone. And what else is in Silverstone?
Aston Martin. The Spyker team that started in 2007. Oh, not Racing Point, because we got hammered for that as well.
But that's not our fault. The answers said that.
The quiz said it.
Guys, if the quiz answers are wrong, you can't come at us for it.
You can't be a quiz master and give us false information. No, that's what we do.
We'll never use that website again. Never.
Fernando Alonso drove for McLaren in 2015, and Honda were supplying their engine. And now, again, we didn't watch in 2015, so maybe if anyone wants to shed some light on this era, send us a little DM and explain more. But I can only assume the car was shit, or it wasn't very fast, because they had a Honda engine, and they kept getting overtaken by Toro Rosso and other teams. So Fernando said that the Honda power unit is the equivalent of a GP2 engine, which is basically saying, yeah, the engine is just no good. Since then, he's taken those comments back and he regrets saying them. But do you think that him just creating that little seed of nastiness all the way back then, do you think that could affect the relationship moving forward?
Maybe it's... Well, Honda are going with Aston Martin, right?
Yes.
I think Aston Martin will keep Alonso, like you said. I think he's perfect for them. And as they grow and as they get better and spend more money, they need to keep Alonso. So he'll definitely be there.
It also makes Alonso look great because he's doing well in a car which isn't the best and he's beating Lance. He's got no competition from Lance.
Yeah, definitely. And I actually, I think you're right. And I saw something really interesting about Aston Martin, that they're also going for Adrian Newey. Did you see that?
Really?
Did you see that? Apparently, if the rumours are true, Aston Martin have reportedly made an offer to Adrian Newey. Lawrence Stroll has offered a big money contract during the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix weekend to lure Newey away from Red Bull.
You know that that would be a huge amount of money.
A huge amount of money.
A life-changing, I reckon, Stroll... We like Stroll now, don't
we? Yeah. Well, we've always liked him. We like all the drivers.
No, Lawrence, his dad. After watching Drive to Survive, we now have a bit more of a vibe with him. Because he's like the Batman villain. Really cool. And I think he would just say to Adrian, I will give you £100 million.
More than the driver. Because the car is ultimately more important.
Mm. Yeah,
so,
for
so
sure.
Realistically, you could probably say, look, I'm the one who built this car. I want the same amount as a driver.
Exactly. And if you've got an Alonso in there.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Maybe it's all one big package. Maybe everything's happening together. Like, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. But, like, Honda are a huge brand.
I don't know if Lance gets paid. But Lando?
Lando?
Lance doesn't need to get paid.
because his dad owns the team.
George and Russell, that's the other one you say.
Yeah, and Carlos and Charles. I mean, Carlos and Sainz.
Carlos and Sainz, that's the best one. No, I reckon Lance probably must get a little bit of money because he goes on lots of nice holidays. Dad must give him some pocket money there.
Yeah, he just chucks right, him
son,
a casual 10
you can
grand.
Race in F1 and I'll give you some pocket money, but the team's not going to pay you. That'll keep the budget cap down.
Mate.
That's probably where they keep him. They probably don't have to pay Lance out of the team. His dad probably just pays him.
True. That's very true.
So it saves a lot. Oh, no, I don't think driver salary goes in budget, actually. I don't think. Doesn't go in your race cap. Budget cap, sorry.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Does
however.
It? Or does it?
No, it doesn't. Isn't it about this time of the year that last year that the budget cap stuff come out? Isn't it a year later it gets revealed for the year before?
For the year before, yeah.
So at some point soon, are we going to see some dodgy accounts? Because I predicted four teams last year went over the budget cap.
Who did you predict?
I reckon just the top ones.
Red Bull, your Mercedes,
Ferrari,
be like, well,
and
they're
McLaren.
Doing it, then we'll do it.
Yeah, a bit of that. A bit of that, I think. Did I, on the pod yet, tell them about Oracle? I told you.
You said something about Oracle.
Did I not say it on the pod?
I don't think you did.
Well, basically, I have been informed by a friend who had a talk from someone at Oracle telling me a little bit about what they actually do for Red Bull, because I had no idea what it was as like a sponsor, really.
Christian, old guitar player, works for Oracle.
So what do they actually do?
Don't know. He works in a call center.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think they're very like stats and database stuff. Like they get data basically, but apparently they're amazing for the fact that Red Bull don't get much wind tunnel time, because they save Red Bull that wind tunnel time they've lost in how good they are at the data they collect. Like apparently they're a very big part of what Red Bull do.
Interesting.
But I didn't know that.
No,
really,
I completely
because it stays quite quiet for what they do. And
so you're saying that I saw a chart the other day about how many less hours Red Bull get in the wind tunnel compared to the other team.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
Haas. I don't know what it is, but it's a big, big difference.
Yeah, and apparently that doesn't matter because of what Oracle are doing. Like, they really don't even care, really.
But what and how are they getting that data?
I don't know. And apparently there's a £20 chip that goes in each car round. It costs £20 for
French
the chip.
French fry or a chunky?
French fry.
Or crinkly.
No, it costs them only £20 to take the data from each race, basically.
So
them.
It's an SD card. They've literally...
Mate, I don't know.
There'll be like a USB slot in the back of the Red Bull. They'd chuck it in.
I'm glad this one isn't filmed because I just got really lost with that. I'm glad this one isn't filmed. If anyone knows what I'm on about, let us know.
Mate, it's not Thursday's episode, but we do have Japan coming up this week.
We do a 6 a.m. a Sunday morning.
Is it 6 a.m? Mm.
Well, the race is 6 a.m.
Very, very interesting. Well, one of our friends, Damon Hill...
Yes, he does follow Pit Stop.
...has basically predicted... He's got his prediction for the podium already, and I want to
read it out
on this episode.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let me guess it.
Yeah, you guess.
Right.
Now, think about where we've met Damon, what situations and scenarios we've been in, what teams
we've always seen him
always
at Red
been associated
Bull
with. Yeah, we have.
But he loves Mercedes. He's always talking about Mercedes.
Yeah.
I reckon he's gone for Max to win, surely.
Okay.
And then I reckon he's gone for Leclerc second and Norris.
All right, let me just start again. It's quite bold.
Oh, he's gone bold.
Well, it's not crazy bold, but it's bold-ish.
Carlos Sainz to win again. Okay. Max and Lando.
Yeah, spot on.
No way!
Spot on.
That's the podium. Yeah, that's what he's actually done.
He reckons Carlos will go first, Max in second. He thinks Carlos is going for it, and he thinks McLaren will take the podium.
Well, I think just by the fact that I've guessed that has to be my prediction as well.
I mean, you didn't guess it until I told you that. It was bold.
We didn't cut that bit, no.
But nah, we're going to keep that in. And speaking of Lando, he broke the record 2 weeks ago in Australia for the most podium finishes without a victory. Did you know that?
I did know that. He will be bursting for that win now, won't he, really?
Even more so because Piastri is beating him in the championship.
Yeah.
By a singular point.
It's tight, though. It's tight. I actually saw something about the McLarens. Apparently, in 12 months' time, and according to Andrea Seagull, but he basically, Andrea Stella, he said that it's going to take them another 12 months of development to iron out everything that remains in their weaknesses.
McLaren?
Yeah, he says bluff. In 12 months, there'll be... You think bluff?
I think bluff.
Do
straight
you?
Away. Seagull knows what he's talking about. He really does. I think I don't know. They kind of bluffed us at the start of the year with putting out that car reveal,
yeah,
like just on a whim out of nowhere else. And they turned out to not be quite where they wanted to be. So maybe he's bluffing again.
Do you know what I was thinking straight away after the last race?
I'm thinking McLaren double podium, personally.
Yeah, and I'm thinking we both predicted them to win the Constructors. And if they keep scoring points, mate, McLaren could win the Constructors.
We're even going to be Ferraris. The laughing stock of the internet. Everyone's going to be fucking chanting our name from the rooftop.
To be fair, I don't think anyone's going to beat them. I actually reckon Ferrari might win Constructors.
You do?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? It depends what Perez does throughout the year. We just know if he makes one mistake, he could be prone to another.
I would love to see Ferrari up there. I don't even have to have Charles Leclerc or Carlos actually win the drivers. Like, just to have Ferrari win a nice championship would just be a great step in the right direction for them when Lewis joins.
I know. It's still crazy that Hamilton's going to Ferrari. Next year is going to be mega. Breaking news!
Oh my God. I think I know what you're going to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Media have bought MotoGP for 3.5 billion euros.
Wow.
Wow.
What do you think about that? Because there's a few things to be said.
Yeah, I mean, I've only just seen that, literally just before we started filming, so I haven't even thought about it or really looked into it, but that is crazy.
One thing I will say is that I've only watched a handful of clips of MotoGP,
yep,
and it looks amazing. Mate, the way that insane. They move on the bike is incredible. And I've seen some naughty stuff, mate. I've seen people reach over to other people's bikes, press the brake.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all sorts of stuff going on. I've seen people slide across the floor, get back on the bike and carry on racing.
I've seen punch-ups.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, stuff goes a little bit more on MotoGP, I think.
Matt works in, I don't know if it's MotoGP, it's like Jeep, it's like the lower level. It's like the F2 version of MotoGP. Our friend, he's been on the pod.
Yeah,
Matt,
he was with Awesa, Matt Murray.
And he said, like, it's a different world. Like, it's a lot more rustic in the paddock. Yeah. Whatever you say kind of goes, like, it's very kind of crazy. And maybe kind of how Formula One was, you know, a few, you know, a couple of years, like, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. So, Liberty Media acquiring, do you think it's going to be more polished like F1 now?
I'm slightly confused that Liberty Media didn't consult us about this and get us in a room to offer our advice.
Oh, you didn't get the email?
No, I didn't see the email.
Oh, they emailed me personally.
Did they?
It said, Fab, what do you think about this? I said, yep. And my fee is 10% of everything.
Just for
a singular 10%. Answer. So I'm getting 350,000 euros.
Nice. What, is that 10% of 3.5 billion?
Oh, billion?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting 35 million, mate.
Bro, it's a lot of money. Bro, you're getting 350 million.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's 3.5 billion.
Jesus.
That's a lot, mate.
It's a good thing I don't do maths.
Once you go into billions, it's a lot of money.
It is crazy.
Obviously, MotoGP and F1 are the two biggest motorsports in the world, aren't they?
Oh,
well, no, I've seen a stat. I've seen a
is
table.
It? MotoGP is, yeah, above like IndyCar.
Yeah, it is.
Above IndyCar.
It is. It goes F1, MotoGP, and then it goes... Don't want to say anything because I might piss people off, but I know that it's definitely them.
Triple crown.
Yeah. Well, this is, I think it was done by like which sports have the most followers across the internet, like.
Okay.
On social. So maybe there's a more watched one that isn't socially as recognized.
I mean, I'll come out and say it. I don't know anyone who watches MotoGP. Like, none of our friends. Do you know
what
I mean?
No, I genuinely don't know anyone other than the people we've met throughout Pit Stop who sometimes talk about bikes.
Yeah. I think this could be one of the most amazing things for that sport.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, it's the same thing again. It's like the recognition, the actual event itself could be a much bigger, better, more refined kind of event now. Like Liberty Media maybe will turn it into a household sport like Formula One is.
They'll make it more attractive for people to want to buy tickets to go and watch, won't they?
And
that's what they'll do.
Maybe we'll see a Ride to Survive.
Ride to
you
Survive.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, mate.
Ride to Survive.
I bet you're recalling that now. Copyright that. Trademark that now.
I'm going to get the fucking URL. But I think it'd be great for the sport, mate.
Without doubt, what Liberty Media did with F1, incredible. I mean, they absolutely transformed it when they came in.
And probably a lot of people who actually don't like what Liberty Media did with
F1. Done, yeah, because they've made it more like, all they've done is make it more accessible and more worldwide.
Yeah, and there's people who have watched Formula One for 30 years who don't like the fact that you and me have strolled in, you know, nearly 3 years now and don't know that much.
But to those people, I just say, look, just it's a free world. Like,
I think there's a bit of a divide where our listeners know that we're not experts, but we're never going to be experts. We're just normal fans who watch the race like everyone else at home.
The thing is, someone who's watched racing for 30, 40 years, there was a point in their life when they had, it was the first time that they had watched it.
Yeah.
You know? So after, you know, in 10 years from now, when I've been watching Formula One for like 13 years, I cannot look down on anyone who's maybe just started it in 13 years' time, because we were all there at one point.
No. Yeah, the sport is changing quite a lot. I have one more little bit of breaking news. It's quite a big one.
Is it? You haven't jumped it up enough.
Breaking news!
Okay.
The London F1 Grand Prix has been approved.
You're lying.
Has been approved.
You are lying.
And will be joining the grid in 2026.
No, you're absolutely lying.
April Fools.
That was really awesome. That was really great. Really great.
Honestly, cut that. That was bad.
I bet everyone else at home is absolutely flabbergasted at that.
No, because no one expected it to be real anyway.
I would have loved it, mate. I would have loved it. We all want it. But you talking about Formula One needing to change.
Oh my God. Are Liberty Media going to introduce street tracks for MotoGP?
Maybe a hybrid race where there's bikes and cars on the same track.
No way.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Swimming or not?
Triathlon. Yep. Cross country.
But has MotoGP ever done streets?
You are asking the wrong man.
Have street tracks already. But it'd be easier to get bikes going around London than it would be to get F1 cars.
Oh, I don't know, you know. Like, I don't know if they would, because like curbs and like...
Mate, they ride them, don't they? They just jump.
Yeah, but I'm talking an actual curb on a road, like okay, the square ones.
Yeah, can't they just go up it?
What, a 200 miles an hour on a bike?
You'd fly, into wouldn't
a curb.
You?
I think you'd be
yeah,
dust.
True, they'd have to be a bit flat.
Paul Stoddart.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know Paul?
No.
You heard the name?
No.
Well, you should do if you know anything about F1, because he's the former team boss for Minardi F1 team.
Oh, yeah, the team that when Callum Nicholas said he worked for them, we had no idea.
No, that was Marussia. He thinks he has a solution to stop Red Bull's dominance year after year after year.
Paul, what is it?
He said, I would personally be in favour of, for example, a penalty of 5 kilos added to the car of the reigning world champion. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, repeat that in bit.
Whoever is the reigning world champion, he thinks that 5 kilograms should be added weight to their car. Now, that to me, I don't know if that makes any sense to me.
That sounds a bit salty to me. I don't think that's fair ever in any sport to ever do that to the person who's winning.
No.
Because then they just lose it and it's unfair that they lost because they weren't equal.
Let's say, for instance, Red Bull have a bit of an unreliable car this year, but it's still the quickest on the grid.
Yeah.
You know, Leclerc or Ferrari go win the constructors, even though they haven't got the quickest car, but just so happens that fate intervened and Red Bull just had a few DNFs. Ferrari win the constructors, so then they get 5 kilos added to their car, even though that Red Bull will have a faster car next year. That doesn't make sense.
No, that would never, ever make sense.
Not in my world.
I just think it's going to take time. Red Bull just got so far ahead because they were so dominant and were able to develop early. But I do think at some point this year, the teams might, at some races, really come back together. I'm buzzing for Japan.
I developed early.
Did you?
And I feel like you did as well. Actually, no. Were you a bit of a late bloomer?
I started getting facial hair quite early.
Did you?
Mm.
I remember not wanting to like get changed in front of my mates in the changing room.
Not Nick Wallace style, though.
Because Nick Wallace was covered head to toe by the age of 9.
Yeah,
but I never wanted to put my arms up in the changing rooms with PE because I had a couple of hairs and like little Craig Gander didn't have any hairs.
So you didn't want to show them off.
Tom didn't have no hairs, you know what I mean? And I thought, oh God, what is this? Disgusting, that's grown from my armpits. Your mate, Kimi Antonelli.
Yeah.
One of your best buds, your pals, your bros from another month.
I do not know Kimi Antonelli.
He's set to go out and test in the first time ever in a Mercedes, mate. In a Mercedes F1 car.
That's cool. When?
The 16th and the 17th of April, which is mega for him.
That is mega.
There's been a lot of talk around him. And I feel like now he can finally kind of show a little bit of how he gets on in the car. The crazy thing about it is he's driving the 2021 Mercedes car, which was an absolute beast.
Really?
He's driving the 2021 car, yeah. So, like, he doesn't have to... I bet Lewis and George are like, fuck's sake, why does he get to do it?
I was going to say they do these driver tests, but they're never in this season's car. Is that because they're not allowed to get extra data out of this year's car?
Must be.
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it? Because they're only allowed to do, like, Barcelona testing.
And they wouldn't want to chuck him in a 22 car or a 23 car because the Mercedes was terrible. So
I suppose they wouldn't want to damage this year's car either.
No.
But that is really exciting for him. Like, it'd be good to see what he can do in F2. He's so young.
I know.
He's so young and a massive jump from F4 to F2.
But all these lads, they're always like around like sort of 17, 18, 19 years old. And they always like, you see them change very quick. Mm. Like when we had Oscar on the pod, it was only just over a year ago, wasn't it? It was like at the end of 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked like a child. Now, you know, he looks more like a bloke.
Yeah.
Kimi Antonelli. The photos that I've seen of him, yeah, he looks like a child. But even in the most recent photo I've seen of him, he looks like he's just grown older.
Yeah.
Racing changes you, bro. It weathers your face.
Bro, as soon as the neck gets bigger.
It makes me want to...
But it makes Fernando Alonso younger.
Nah, he's got some weird robot genetics. There's something going on. He's been like injected with some sort of serum that's like keeping his hair from falling out.
I want more he's had.
Speaking of 2021 and Mercedes, mate... To round this pod off, Lewis Hamilton did an interview with GQ magazine.
Did he?
And they're still asking him about 2021.
That must piss him off.
And he's finally spilt a little bit more news about it. He came out and said that he was fully robbed. I think he's admitted that. I don't know whether he did before. His quote was I robbed? Obviously. If I see a clip of it, I still feel it, but I'm at peace with it. But what was really beautiful in that moment was that my dad was there for me. We'd gone through this huge roller coaster of life together, and the day that it hurt the most, he was there. Now that's beautiful.
Yeah. He's had to just accept it, so that's a really good way of looking at it.
I know. And I was thinking, after all this stuff with Felipe Massa, is Lewis going to do the same thing? But I feel like he's just going to let it go now.
That Massa thing will never, ever get anywhere. Like, surely not. I mean,
if we have another dead season, they might just do it for Drive to Survive.
If it does, let's go sit in on the courtroom. Because, like, uncourt's open.
Oh, on jury? Jury service.
No, we'll just go sit in and watch it. Because you can, like, go to court and watch these things, I'm pretty sure.
Can you? I think you have to be called up for it, don't you?
No, it has to be in the jury. Are you registered for jury service?
I think we all are, aren't we?
Yeah, I think you are, through where you live, like your vote.
One of my mates just got called up to do it.
I really want to do it.
Who said they were doing it? I can't remember.
I'd love to get called
up. Yeah, but I'd love to be on a great case. I'd love to be on like a massacre. You know, someone's just do you know what I mean? Like a really interesting case.
Yeah, I'd get someone stealing something from Primark or something. Yeah, something really shit.
Dropped an ice cream on the seagull's taking it or something. Time. Did we book the seagull?
To be fair, I always wanted to be a lawyer, so maybe one day.
Maybe one day. I always wanted to be a bit of a detective.
Maybe one day.
Maybe you and me should fucking team up. Detective and lawyer. Bit of a dream team.
True. So if Pitstop ever just disappears, you'll know what me and Fab are doing.
Yeah. Or if Pitstop got into trouble, then at least we could get ourselves out of it. Because I can frame someone else.
Let's definitely do that then. We need to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Pitstop. How long has today's episode been?
31, 32 minutes, mate. It's nice. We got Thursday's episode coming up. Obviously, it's race week with Japan.
Which means predictions.
Predictions. Let's hope Williams have managed to sort their car in time.
Car?
Let's hope they sorted the car.
Yeah.
And because as much as we've given Logan flack for being not very quick... He deserves to be back in the car. Mm. So let's hope they can sort it out.
Mate, I'm not being funny. If they turned up and didn't have a car for Logan this weekend.
Well, they'll have a car.
Imagine that.
They'll have a car, but it's whether they have any spares.
Bro, what do you think he'll put it out before the race again?
Well, let's say, for instance, Albon bins it.
Yeah.
Then I think...
True. Are they going to do this every week if this happens?
If Albon bins it in quali and the chassis is fucked and there's nothing that they can do, would they still put Albon in Logan's car? Or does Logan...
I don't
think
you can do it after quali. After quali, doesn't the gridlock.
Practice.
Yeah.
Quad lock.
Sure. Pardon?
Did you say quad lock?
Doesn't the grid quad lock? No, that's Oscar Piastri's sponsor.
Yeah.
I said, doesn't the grid lock after quality?
Maybe they use a quad lock.
We sat quite far away from each other today.
Oh, no, I can't hear you very
we're
well.
We're on the other sofas across the lounge. I actually haven't been able to hear you all, Pod. I've just been chatting to
myself. I haven't been able to hear you. I feel like you're talking a lot quieter than you normally do.
Am I?
Yeah, you look very tired.
I am quite tired today. I've been up so late editing this video. Me and Fab have been working on something that's 20 seconds long and it has taken us 5 days. Yeah. So
taking a long time. You'll hear about it when it's all ready. But yeah, until then,
we'll be back on Thursday with our predictions. Look ahead at the Japanese Grand Prix. Join our Discord. There'll be a link in the bio and you can race with us, chat with us. Rate the podcast 5 stars. Hit the follow button, like button. And goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Mark Webber.
Mark Webber.